Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live in the living color on your radio dial, which I guess right now would need to be tuned to 102.7, because 101.5, I think the tower is still inoperative, waiting on parts from across the ocean somewhere or another. But so if you know someone that is a frequent listener and they're trying to find us there, tell them to tune over to the other station up there. And with that, little reminder, of course, we really appreciate everyone letting us come into their homes each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock. And this is made possible through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber, the Three-Star Committee, and all the great folks that advertise up there to make this show possible. And we really appreciate them, and want to keep reminding folks not to take all your money to Cookeville. Leave some of it here in town. That way they don't have to ship it back through the banks over here. They can just take it real close by here. So with that, I've got three guests this morning. We had a whole room full last week with the football team, the seniors. And, of course, I think the headline on our local paper this week was that the season ends with a sterling silver ending, which means we didn't get the gold ball, but we did get silver, which we made it down to the last two teams in the state of Tennessee, and we ran into a pretty good ball team from over in McKenzie, Tennessee, and came up a little bit short. We had a good competitive game, and I think all of our folks enjoyed the trip over there. We didn't enjoy the trip back hardly as well, but, you know, once you get back home and everything settles down and you get to thinking, out of about 160 or 70 teams or more, and coaches, every one of them but one loses the last ball game, and we were lucky enough to lose our last ball game this year at the state championship down in Chattanooga. But with that, I know we got a bunch of players that received honors and things here in about a week or so. We'll get some of those guys back up here and the coaches, and we'll do a little rundown on the season again. And with that, I guess we want to just kind of take a second off here and work in a few words from our sponsors. And we want to remind everyone, we'll be giving away a birthday prize, reading the names off about halfway through the show, and then we'll be using our highly non-computerized, sophisticated selection system, and we'll be choosing a winner for that. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, I'm sitting here, and the room looks a little better today than it normally does. Got three young ladies here that kind of decorating the place a little bit better today by just being here. How's that, ladies? Of course, we got a few old pictures hanging around the wall, so they're here every week. But we got a little change in scenery, and of course, I'd like to thank the football coaches and the players that came by last week. I hope everyone enjoyed that. I know each one of those young guys, they all had something to say, did a great job. And like I said, we'll have a little rundown on that just a little bit later on and remind everyone that the basketball season has started now. And we started the season, if you've got a schedule, we started the season this week with Jackson County. And I guess we'll follow that schedule. And maybe a couple of those games we missed may be made up sometime later, but mostly it'll be following that schedule. And so everyone get out and support our basketball team at the high school. And also, I think the junior high and the fifth and sixth graders are about over halfway through their schedule down there. And they play, I think, on Mondays and Thursdays, I believe, out there right now. So we've got the week covered up with local basketball now. So just get out and support all those youngsters. And with that, good morning, ladies. And we have with me this morning... why don't you just kind of lean over the microphone, each one of you introduce yourself, and then we're going to come back and talk about what's coming up here in Salina. And I think we have been getting that announced on the radio a little bit. I sent them over a little flyer, so hopefully we've been getting that done coming up this weekend. Good morning. Ma'am, begin with you.
Rain Smith, and I'm the owner of Growing Girls on the Square.
Robin Kerr, and I'm the co-owner of the Shabby Rose here in Salina.
And I'm Melissa Roach, and I'm also the co-owner of the Shabby Rose.
And they are probably unusual. They're a pair of sisters that have gotten along in their entire lives, I think, and work the same business and get along with each other most of the time, I guess. But I guess let's start with the newest one here. Let's start with Miss Rain. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how this business came about, some of your prior experience. Just who you are, just let folks know. They may not know you as Rain Smith. Some of us knew you as Rain Bowles, maybe.
Close enough. Rain Norris, but Ray Bowles is my grandpa, and I married Austin Smith from Union Hill. I just recently bought a business on the square. It's a flower and gift shop along with a coffee shop. We hope to be able to take care of everybody's flower needs in Salina, their gift needs, and their coffee and tea needs.
Okay, now let's go back a little bit with some of your business history, Rain. Some of the things you've been involved in that kind of prepared you for this.
Well, I have a barn sale here in Salina 2 times a year, so that got me started a little bit in the business area. I worked at Joey's Flower Shop in high school, and then me and Melissa Roach here have done some flowers on the side in the past. So.
Okay. Now, what about, I think you were in management one time for a little spell. When did you work over at across the river at that place over there, or was that some?
Yes, I did.
Just kind of prepared you on the business side of this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and folks come into a store and they think, you know, this looks like an easy job.
Well, I've learned the last 2 weeks that it's not.
Okay. Now, what does it take to open a business here, since you're the newest one to do that?
money.
Okay. Are there any hoops you have to go through, things you have to take care of, and all these things before you can?
Yeah, there's a lot of licenses that I've had to deal with the flower shop, a lot of certifications I wasn't aware that I'd have to have.
Okay, and city licenses, state license?
Yeah, that our county clerk helped me with all that. She got that.
Okay, have you got a bookkeeper? Are you the bookkeeper?
I'm the bookkeeper, owner, manager, florist, sometimes coffee maker.
How many people do you employ?
Just three right now.
That's pretty good. Are you one of the three, or you got?
Yes.
Well, just tell us a little bit. What's inside? If I come in there, what can I expect to see?
We've got some home decor, a few homemade pieces of clothing like monogrammed shirts and stuff, some candles, lots of signs, a large variety of stuff to send to the funeral homes if you're going through a tragedy, fresh flowers, coffee, tea. We have men's clothes as well.
Okay.
Hats, socks, men's apparel, lots of gifts.
Okay, now that's something. You brought something up. Let's jump into that with all three of you a little bit. There is not a dedicated business to men's clothing here in Salina. Can you, some kind of, why not, girls, ladies?
I don't think men are shoppers like women are. It's harder to sell the men's line here in Salina.
Okay.
I think usually the women shop for the men.
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask you along that line, the success a few years ago of the Crow's business over on the edge of Tennessee and Kentucky. Now, wouldn't that kind of go against what you're saying there just a little bit? I mean, you know, that people beat a path over there, didn't they, to buy?
Of course, we have Edu's department store and Hamilton's department store that, you know, had a large collection of men's clothing. But men don't dress like they used to
So you need to sell a lot of blue jeans and T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know Rainy at one time, the place, there've been businesses off and on there ever since it was remodeled. They have tried numerous things, lots of variety of things. Do you have, you didn't keep all of the lines of merchandise that was there before?
No, I didn't keep any of them that I'm aware of. But I have something for everybody. I've got some kids' clothing, men's clothing, and just a very select variety of women's clothing.
Okay, now for Robin and the other ladies here, what is the problem with clothing in a small town like this? When you get ready to order something, the problems you run into are the quantity you have to order from some folks to even be able to sell their product. Is there a minimum limit they'll let you order at one time, or? I was just wondering about that. You know, if they required.
Some of the companies will let you pick your order, and then some you have to.
Okay. So, you know, that's not necessarily a problem. Okay. As you said, most of your shoppers here are females. And what age group are you trying to, appeal to?
We do for all ages. We have anything from a teenager up to even elderly.
Us older folks. I'm trying to think of a nice way to say that. Instead, a place for all the old folkies to buy their clothes.
I promise you'd be surprised.
I don't think there's an age for clothes anymore. Really.
I don't either.
No, I mean, you know that and some people don't realize that when they dress up. because there are certain things that don't fit well. on the model they're on. let's take a little short break here, and we'll work in a word from our sponsor or two, and come back and continue.
Salada Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the hybrid lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay.
Back, everyone. Okay, we have let Rain talk about her business a little bit. Now, let's let the two sisters talk about their business, how they got started, how long they've been here, and what all they've got to offer for the folks to come into Salina to spend their money on.
Okay, well, we've been in 5.5 years together, and Melissa owned a previous business before that, and I was fortunate to work at Thompson's Jewelry for 25 years, so we've been in retail for quite a while.
So you've got the experience.
Yeah.
With
different merchandise, but
yeah. Okay, now talk about the store over there that you have now.
We carry a lot of shoes, jewelry, clothes, very limited home decor. We're more towards the clothing. Like we said, we sell a variety to different ages of clothes.
We have a line of candles.
Yeah, we do candles. I guess that's pretty much it, ain't it, Robin?
You mean that's all you've got in there? It's just... Well, large front and the different lines of things you have and the different brands you have, the things that you might find in there that you don't find in the big box stores. Some of those type things. You know,
well,
if you're
most of our brands are boutique brands, and you don't see that in the bigger stores.
Okay, and that is something that maybe we're kind of turning into here, isn't it?
Yeah, we have several. We're happy. Maze has opened up around the corner from us, and
yeah,
we're glad to have her.
Okay, let's look around through there then. We've got how many boutique-type stores we've got operating here in Salina?
Well, counting what you have here.
With Lyle and Company in the courthouse.
Lyle and Company here.
Ray has some in her store.
And
so there's four of us right
and
now.
The other, what's the name of the other place down there?
Daisy Maze.
Daisy Maze. That was Magnolia Place or something
yeah.
or other. And, okay, now, the physical problems that you have at your store, what do you think about, you know, like our parking space and, you know, how do we defeat that old thing where our shoppers here think they've got to park in front of the store and we'll go to Walmart and park 3 miles away from the front door over there and not complain a bit?
It is limited parking, I agree, but some of our shoppers are not able to park, you know, further away, and we all try to work and, you know, leave the spots open so that, you know, those people can come in.
And, you know, there is traffic. Of course, I know we could talk about a sore spot here that has been a sore spot with a lot of folks, and that is our truck bypass. I know that some of the merchants, I don't know whether you guys are some of those or not, that thought that truck bypass might just kill what we've got down here now. But when you get if you're a shopper and you come in here and you see a great big parking place over beside the Bank of Salina that holds ain't no telling how many cars, but you go in there and you park and you start to get out of your car, and before you can get across the street down there, you got to wait for 15 loads of logs to get through town before you can get across the street, and then you got to dodge them when you get in town. So, you know, your opinion on that, how do you think it's going to work out?
The truck route, you know, if it was a truck route only, you know, that would be good for Salina.
Right.
But I hope the people don't bypass our town because of that, and because we have people that come through and they're like, oh, we've seen your shop. We wanted to stop in, and I hope that doesn't stop.
Okay, now, so that's...
I think that it will take a lot of business away from the merchants in town, the truck route.
Well, see, now, there we go on that is... How has it worked in other places? Now, in Tompkinsville?
I spoke to a merchant on the square in Tompkinsville, and she said the bypass has hurt their business.
Okay, what kind of business was it?
Just out of town, people traveling have took that because it's the quickest route, but they've avoided town, so they missed several.
Okay, now, let's talk about that route and try to compare it to one over here. See, you really can't compare those two in one way, and that is the distance involved and the size and the way that it is laid out, because it is laid out across the countryside. And with that, you know, that makes a great big difference. But now, the one thing that, see, you girls have got, all of what we've got here, we have people that have reputations already. They've been coming through here. How many people come through here a day now? Do you know?
I wouldn't
know where to start. First number is 4, and there's 3 zeros past it.
Traveling through here?
Uh-huh, every day. How many is that? That's about 4,000 vehicles. How many of those vehicles stop now and spend $5?
I've actually had several out-of-towners stop.
Okay.
Shop.
Now, why do most people not stop here?
I don't know.
Okay, the number of shops that are open all the time, every day of the week, is not open. And who are we appealing to them? What do we have when they come into Salina right now that attracts them to come on through?
I don't know what you're definitely referring to, but I know as a group of all of us, we're definitely trying to make the square more appealing, as
right.
well as yourself.
Fixing
the courthouse.
Now, you've got the reason to stop.
Yes.
We've got to have that reason to stop.
That's why we think it's very important that we get these empty buildings on the square field.
And we have, how many non-commercial buildings do we have in prime spots around the square?
Several
of those.
I think there's probably as many closed as there is opened.
So, you know, and that kind of thing.
Probably, yeah. So,
and, of course, the great new ideas, new things, but the biggest thing is, when do you realize now that GPSs are now sending people through Salina to get to Chattanooga and to Atlanta?
No, I didn't know that, but I think that's good, and that our goal to make sure we get everything more eye-appealing, because I'm not going to stop somewhere that looks like a dead town. So if we all work together and we try to get the square up and more decorated and filled up and more eye-appealing, we'll all be more successful with the out-of-towners stopping in.
You know, we want to compare ourselves to other people. There's no one really that's like us because we have so many visitors that come through here. And, of course, we're working.
And so many tourist attractions, too, like the lake. And
right. But, you know, most of the folks coming to the lake, they don't stop. A few of them do. But, you know, when we're talking about how many million visitors we had to that lake last year and how many of them actually made it back down here. And, of course, there's, you know, a lack of cooperation between the lake and the city.
And
I think right now we're focusing more on not necessarily in trying to include the marina owners and stuff to send customers to us, but for us to catch them in our trap when they come through.
Yeah.
Not let them get away and then expect somebody else to send them back to us. So we've got to get them when they first come through, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the parking is a problem, and there's not a whole lot we can do about that. I know the parking lot down at the bank is convenient. It's easy, but we still have that idea that we got to park here in front like we used to park in front of the grocery store, run in and get our groceries and come out. And there's really not those shoppers. They're not shoppers like that. I mean, they'd like to come in your store sometime, and they may stay an hour and are just looking around trying to find something in particular. And now we've got all the boutiques. The variety. I mean, what kind of variety do we have here in Clay County that attract people? I mean, here around the square.
The antique stores are a big hit.
Now, that's our two things, the antiques and the boutiques. That's basically what we've got. And
banks.
The only folks we'll get there, somebody coming down wanting to get some money and take somewhere else to spend, I think.
Yeah, probably.
I'll tell you what, ladies, what time is it? I didn't bring my watch with me.
9:30.
It's time for another commercial break. And before we do that, we'll go over our folks that have birthdays today. And celebrating a birthday today, we'll begin with Mr. Alan West celebrating a birthday. Then we've got Mr. Rinaldo Smith, I think, celebrating his 27th birthday, and all the Smith family. Cousins and grandpas and aunts and uncles like to wish him a happy birthday. And then also Ronnie and Denise Hopper celebrating an anniversary today, or not today, but this week. And also Liz Brown called in Cameron Anderson to wish her a happy birthday. And we'd like to wish Miss Olivia Brooke Clemens a birthday. So we do have a few folks on the birthday list today. And we'll be giving a birthday prize to one of those here at the end of the show. And with that, we'll be right back here in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock, and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, anything else we want to fuss about? Ladies, I mean, let me ask you this question. If you didn't have a business, you're in Salina, and you looked around and see what we've got now, do you have any idea of any kind of business you'd want to open here in Salina?
I don't know.
Think about that a little bit.
I knew what kind of business I wanted to open.
What did you want to open?
A flower shop.
Okay, so you've got the one you were looking for. Yep. But that wasn't something. If I came in here now and I was looking around and I wanted to open a business that I can make a living at, what would I look for? I mean, what are the customers here in Salina? What do they need? I mean, we have grocery stores that do great business, and how many of the people that stop by and might get their groceries come on down here to buy something down here other than get their groceries and go back to the house? Once again, it is that what is that attraction that we don't have. Our town, how attractive is it to travelers coming through? What do we do about that? How do we make it more attractive to where they want to stop?
We a lot of times have customers that come in that want a lot of Delhalla Lake and Salina, Tennessee shirts. Sometimes we have them, sometimes we don't, you know. But I know that is a big thing that's the tourist
passport. Right, but I'm not necessarily talking about tourists necessarily. Do we draw any people from any of the towns? Do we have any people from Tompkinsville coming over here to shop?
Yes.
Do we have people from Livingston that come? Yes, we do. But is there a significant number of them?
We have a lot of out of town people.
Yes,
they support us very
we
well.
We have a lot of regular out of town people.
Okay, now let's talk about something else, and that is another. Sometimes it can be a touchy subject, and that is the cooperation among the business owners in downtown. or are we working on that right now? And
hopefully, the first of the year, we're all going to start monthly meetings, and we're going to have a yearly calendar of events to make town more appealing on the weekends to people want to come down and stay a while with us and shop, enjoy music.
Just a reason to stop,
exactly.
A reason to come. And you know, the mindset that sometimes that well, I know it bugs me. We can have an event here, I mean, a good event, and we're lucky to draw 200 people. And we have an event in an adjoining county where they're charging $175 a person to get into it, and we'll have 600 to 800 people from Salina go down there. And
a lot of that has to do with advertisement, and we are working really hard to improve our advertisement. We've got a great girl at the chamber now, Beverly. She's gung-ho to
absolutely.
Get on board of whatever. She's, you know, you call her, she's at your store in 5 minutes. What's going on? Just tell me what I need to do.
And
so hopefully we can turn some things around.
And facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Facilities to hold events.
Yes.
I mean, I know, me personally, I like for us to have events here around the square. But, you know, we can't handle large crowds here. We couldn't handle a 1,000 participant concert of some kind.
I'd like to try and see.
Yeah.
We don't figure it out.
We don't have the area here where we can do that.
When we have trick or treat
Salina. Yeah,
see
but
what we hold in here.
But
they park somewhere.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about parking.
An enclosed facility.
I know. I'm talking about any type of facility. I know. Years and years ago, you girls may remember when we had our amphitheater out at the high school.
Yes.
And you remember who we opened it up with?
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band
here. How many people showed up? $3,000 worth, less than enough to pay them.
Oh,
no. And that, I mean, how much bigger could you get than that? And, you know, that's the kind of thing, you know, I don't know how we change that attitude of, you know, it's just some little something going on in Salina. It's just not a big thing that we all want to go to. And also, I mean, I know another subject, you know, where our mindset here in this county, we can't hold, and, you know, irregardless of some of the things you believe in, we can't hold a lot of things, but because of the restrictions on alcohol selling. I mean, I know that's a touchy subject, and as you know, folks that go to church and don't believe in that type of thing, and that's going to be here, and I think that has something to do with it, and that is something, you know, that we should be proud of on one side, but on the economic side, sometimes it does hurt things that are trying to be done, because, you know, that is part of the society, whether we like it or not, and I know with our little theater upstairs. When we did our show, and how do we get the message out to people that we've got something going on? Anyone have any ideas on that?
I think Facebook is probably the best way to advertise, Facebook and the radio.
Okay, now who are you appealing to on Facebook mainly?
Well, you can promote
stuff
on Facebook, and you can pick an age group. I always pick 13 to... I think it's 65 because that's the
right.
Height you can go. But I think we're all trying to reach everybody. We all have something for everybody. And the events, I know all three of us aren't going to plan any events that aren't appropriate for a 13-year-old, a 5-year-old versus a 65-year-old.
How many people do you think come Monday morning, if you mentioned to them that we had the big thing on Friday and Saturday night, would say, well, I would have been there if I'd have known it?
Lots of people, but I think people just like to complain.
Well, how do you fight that?
You don't. You let them complain.
But, you know, I remember many, many years ago when we had the county fair, we had the clown there, Uncle Bozo. Uncle Bozo spent about 2 weeks before the county fair started out in Moss. He had a 1953 Chrysler with a bullhorn speaker on top of it, and he drove around all over Clay County announcing that the county fair was fixing to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the only way now,
yeah.
Because, you know, there are a number of folks all age range that don't mess with the social networks. There are lots of them that do. And, of course, lots of them that do, the downside of that is those that do that, they're also subjected to everyone else's. They're not just seeing ours. And once again, you know, there has to be something there that puts a hook around their shoulder and says, come to downtown. And I know, like I said, with our Lola Jean Dillon show, how many people in Clay County still don't have any idea who Lola Jean is and what she's done? And how many people showed up each night up there?
I don't know. How many?
Less than 100.
Oh.
Less than 100.
We would have loved to have been there, but it was the same weekend as Rain Farm Sale, of course.
No.
Well,
April Farm Sale.
The Southern Marketplace.
But now we know all about it because your family does.
So, you know, we do have some things going on. But like you say, the thing we've got to do is we need the honey that attacks the bees to the center. And hopefully there's something here that's going to do that. And let's spend a few minutes and let's talk about the event coming up this weekend. Rain? Who's that's something else, too. Who's in charge?
The Shabby Rose is planning the event, and the other business owners around the square are just trying to jump on board, help them with what they need, and make the whole weekend a success.
Okay, and just exactly what have we got coming up this weekend?
A little over 20 vendors coming to set up around the square. All the local businesses around the square are participating in the event. I know Gone Country is participating. We have one other food vendor and a icy vendor.
Icy vendor will be coming.
And then
who will be coming?
An icy vendor and one other food vendor, and then Gone Country is participating, correct?
Uh-huh.
Is participating in the event. Is Katie Lou's?
I'm not sure. I did mention
reach
it
out
to her, and yes.
And we've got Santa and Mrs. Claus. Is Mrs. Claus coming? Horse and buggy rides.
Hopefully live nativity.
Yes, a live nativity scene, weather permitting. And the rain is not going to stop us. We're going to get these vendors set up inside the local businesses if the weather's not permitting. Santa will be in each business. Do we have a location? The Grinch will be here for the kids.
I think our stores here will be open, maybe.
Yes, the stores in the courthouse will be open.
Yeah.
If it's raining, we'll probably have to stick some vendors inside of the courthouse.
Most of the businesses will be giving away gift certificates.
And door prizes. A few businesses' open house will be Friday and Saturday night.
The Chamber is... they're giving away a nice basket, and they will be handing out coloring sheets for the kids. Just a lot of different things.
So I just had a thought. It's not going to rain on Rain's Parade.
Let's hope not. It's not Rain's Parade, though. It's the Shabby Rose Parade.
It's the town parade.
But you're not named Rain. You're trying to mess up my pun. Getting the word out on that, have you had lots of responses back saying that folks are going to be here?
Yes,
we have.
And lots of word of mouth. Lots of people have been in the store talking about it.
You know, and it like you said a minute ago when I talked about the show we had here, it is so hard anymore to find any weekend in this area that you don't have someone within 40 miles you're going to be competing against, both here and across the state line, across the county line, all around. There are just so many activities going on. So, you know, we need to have, you know, those something unique other than the way to slick up on a rabbit, and that is be unique up on him.
They've made it a two-day event, so we hope that everybody has a chance to come out one of the 2 days.
Okay, now, you know, I know you were talking about having a number of events. What can you think of any problems with that, with something every month?
I don't think they're wanting to plan an event every month. We're just wanting to have a merchant meeting once a month.
Okay, yeah, I know your merchant meetings, but then events around the square.
Yeah. For the year.
It might not necessarily be an event like things around the square, but the stores do something to draw people like into the stores, like giveaways or
sales,
scavenger hunts or just something, you know,
okay.
Activities.
Okay, now we will shift just a little bit here. Coming up this next year, this courthouse will be 150 years old. I know you, most of you folks here are aware of that, and we will be celebrating for...
Sounds like a perfect time to have a very big event.
Well, you know, at least a two-day weekend
yeah.
event,
mm-hmm.
And we've got lots of things planned. Well, lots of things we're planning to, and need help on that. So that's something there that I know they've talked to you guys about that, the help that can be done. There are so many things to celebrate that. And then also the Rolly Hole Marble Museum hopefully will be open to the public in some form by that time. And right now we're looking sometime in June, where there's not anything going on here in Salina, nothing earlier than that, sometime along that period of time. And there are, you know, lots of things that can be done there. One of the contests that some of y'all may even qualify for that. Of course, you probably wouldn't win, but we're looking at a contest of folks that will come back on that weekend to celebrate their marriage at the courthouse in Clay County, Salina, Tennessee. Because it probably still wasn't in effect when you guys got married, but many years ago, the state of Tennessee had a 10-day waiting period on blood tests before you could get married back in the 70s, late 60s, 70s, 80s. And we had the hospital over in Livingston, one in Tompkinsville, and you could come by and stop up those two places and get an immediate result on a blood test. Well, Clay County waived the 10-day waiting period. So you could bring your blood test to Salina, bring it here to the courthouse, and you could get a marriage license on the same day. And you could leave Indianapolis, come to Salina, and get some of y'all may have taken advantage of that.
No, we have several customers from, especially up north, Indiana, that stop in and they tell us they got married here at the courthouse and
they come back to take pictures.
Right. And I've let a few in here and here I am talking, but I have a great story of the last couple that I had come in here and I saw them walking around the square. They were probably much older than me and they were holding hands and I knew what was up. So I rolled the window down and asked them what they were doing. They were back celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary and they won't. You know, you want to go in the courthouse? Well, sure we would. So we came in and we came through the door and they looked. Well, when we came in here, there was an old man sitting down there in that corner. Looked like he'd been chewing some tobacco and had his overalls on. Said he hollered out and said, "Howdy, folks. Can I do something for you?" And they said, "Yeah, we'd like to get married, sir." He said, "Well, come on back. I'll take care of you." And they went in the side room in there. And they said, "We got right here by the fireplace. It's still here." So, you know, I've got a picture of that and all this stuff. And when it was over with, I said, "Well, I don't know how the ceremony went or anything, but I know exactly how it ended." And he said, "You did?" I said, "Yes, I know." I said, he looked at you real solemn and said, "By the power vested in me in the state of Tennessee, I now pronounce you man and wife. That'll be $5. And he said, "Yeah, that's exactly what he said." He said, "I reached down in my pocket and I went and said, I looked and I had 7 whole dollars and said, I gave him every penny I had and it has been worth every bit of it." But we were a little marriage meal here. And that's one of the things we're doing. And another thing that we're going to be doing is we have a special, item that we're going to be disposing of here in that, and that is a one-of-one Henry Golden Boy 30-30 lever action rifle. And on one side of the stock, it has a picture of the courthouse. And on the other side of it, it has a celebration stamp for the 150th birthday of the courthouse. And we will be giving that away. Probably start setting opportunities to own that rifle here pretty quick now. I know we talked about trying to do this now, but no way to get 1,000 tickets printed and all that stuff done. But that's going to be something that we're going to be doing. We're looking at things like a Kentucky Headhunters King of Marbles tournament here, maybe build a temporary yard right here at the courthouse. And we're just all kinds of things with the Roly Hole thing. We've got a consultant hired to help with those things. And hopefully that's going to be a nice attraction here. And also, we are now working on something that should have been done years and years ago, and that is a historical marker here on the courthouse, at the courthouse square, showing that this is the historic Clay County Courthouse. You know, you see these historical markers all over the place around here, but I've looked around and I said, you know, we don't have one for the courthouse itself here. And we've got our music byway path, and we do have a lot of folks that are coming the Tennessee Music Pathway to see the Dumas Walker sign. And we need a restaurant here in Salina with a little shingle hung up saying Slaw Burger, Fries, and Ski available here. I mean, that's an automatic, you know, that type thing, just little simple things like that. And also, something that you may want to help be a part of, too, and that is this now is the National Cumberland Scenic Byway. You know what national byways are, like the one down in Nashville that goes all the way down, all of those things, the river, all of those national trails all over the United States. Okay, this trail begins here on this end at the courthouse with the convergence of the rivers, and it goes all the way to Cumberland Gap over in Virginia. It stops on the Tennessee side because TDOT's doing it. And there it connects with another one known as the Freedom, or the, I'm trying to think the name of it. It's the one that they use to come down into this area. And then it ties into the Freedom. This trail actually goes all the way to Washington, D.C., that you can tour all the way from here. And I guess a couple of weeks ago, I had a gentleman that he said, I've got two days, and I'm going from Slime, east. And of course, I told him about the byway. And there's a website for that. There's a website for the courthouse here, all of those things that we've got going. And anytime you do a search now for Clay County Courthouse, it's going to take you to our website here. And we're getting some response on that. So, you know, the state is helping us with things like that, but most of our help has to come from you guys.
Yes, I agree.
And we need, of course, when we have our celebration of the birthday of the courthouse, it's going to take a bunch of volunteers to pull that off. And I know we have got plans written out by the lady who worked with us last year of how we pull this off and what we do. And I'm glad you guys are here now. I've just enlisted you for help.
we'll help what we can do, yep.
And, okay, what else, girls, ladies, excuse me, I keep saying girls, some of you I may have had in class over the years, and it's also something I usually call you by your maiden names instead of your married names, and I forgot that there's between Bowles and Smith, there's a Norris there.
Yeah, that's okay. Everybody probably knows me as Bowles.
Yeah, well, you probably had Tammy in class.
Yeah.
No.
But we just want to remind everybody to come out Friday and Saturday to the Hometown Christmas event from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. both evenings. See all the local vendors. Shop local. Remember, we sponsor your kids. Baseball and football teams. Walmart and Amazon does not. Get something to eat with these vendors.
Thomas will have the
music going. Santa will be here. Perfect opportunity to mark Santa off your list, those Santa pictures. I guarantee you can knock out a lot of Christmas presents at this event.
Yeah, as soon as the rain stops, I'll try to set some speakers outside and start playing a little Christmas music. And the no admission of any kind.
Nope.
And
lots of giveaways and door prizes.
And lots of giveaways and door prizes. And, you know, we hope that everyone will come out and take part in this. And like I said, we need folks to come by, come to Salina, to, and we need so many of our local folks, once again, getting used to coming to Salina and buying some of their products here.
Yeah.
And we are competitive. We have the stylish things. We have, like I said, we have everything except a men's boutique.
And I've got men's clothes.
And looking back at the town, at one time when I was growing up, Mr. Estel Burnett, he had the franchise on Levi's here in Salina and held it for a number of years. And we, how many know all the clothing stores we had? But of course we had, had Oshkosh down there. And of course Oshkosh would probably be with us were it not for one thing. And that is they decided they weren't going to make adult clothes anymore. What do they make now?
I think they still make
kids' clothes, right. And can you imagine what it would have cost them folks to retool all those factories all over the South to make little bitty clothes instead of great big clothes? But, you know, change in market. And we had, like I said, when we did have them, our merchants here had about probably 250 to 300 customers every day come into town to eat or buy something or spend something. So now we've got to... Of course, we will never have that attraction again, but we've got to come up with our attraction. And it doesn't need to be with gimmicks and things. It needs to be with real, true-to-life bargains they can get, things that they can get here that they can't get anywhere else. And we do know that there's one thing they can get here that they can't get anywhere else, and that is the friendliness of the people here in Salina and Clay County. And I know that that sells a whole lot of things to a lot of people because, you know, a lot of those folks that come here and vacation, for a lot of them I know from working up at Cedar Hill Boat Dock with great Uncle Billy many, many years ago, that a lot of them, their kids, some even grandkids, are coming back to Clay County now to retire and build homes based on the folks that they met here. And that's something that we do have, and that is great, friendly folks. And you can't make that. You can't manufacture that. I think it's born in you when you're born here. We know how to say hi to everybody that comes by and how are you doing. And with that, you know, that's the thing. We need to sell what we are and not try to make it something we're not. And that's something that y'all are going to have to work on. And if you look around, you see there's one person in this room that's past being a leader for too many more years. And I'd like to think maybe I'd hang around another 25, 30 years and help with things. But, you know, young leaders are what we need, and we need to attract our young folks that go and get their degrees and things. And guess what? I've got a whole bunch of eighth graders fixed to come in here in a minute.
Yeah.
And tour the courthouse. So, you know, we got to get them to come back home, bring what they know, mm-hmm. and bring it back to where they started. And with that, I'm going to let someone give me a number between 1 and 5. Number 3, Ronnie and Denise Hopper, you have won the prize today. 2 weeks ago, I said a number between 1 and 5, and my guest said 7. And that's happened more than once. But, ladies, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Well, thank you.
And I hope our conversation today has sparked some interest in what's coming up and some interest in coming by and helping the Shady
yes.
Rose, Rain, all of our businesses around the square.
We would like volunteers. Anybody
yes.
that wants to help plan events.
Ideas are welcome.
That's one of the things that, you know, that's something we have thrown out, I know, at the Chamber a number of times. If you were looking for a business to open in Salina, what would you do? And that's something that we haven't got a real good answer on yet. And things that we see as obstacles, we've got to turn into pluses for us. And that's one of the things. And with that, I guess it's time that we shut the doors here, get everything put back up where it belongs, and say that we will see you again next Thursday morning, same time, and we'll probably still be on 102.7. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. thank you all for listening in.